talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And today, as always, we are giving away a free T-shirt designed by Crudy himself to the third caller. The third caller today will win a Devil Radio T-shirt. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. There's plenty of it. We're going right to the impeachment. The lines are already lighted up. We are going to wait to get to the lines while we set the stage for the impeachment discussion. Yesterday, the impeachment trial, the conviction phase, I should say, of the impeachment, the trial phase began in earnest. And there were 4 hours of debate that were authorized by stipulation of both parties on the question of, should this impeachment phase conviction trial be dismissed simply because it was unconstitutional? A lot of windbags got up there and talked. They were basically, the windbags were the Trump lawyers. Jamie Raskin and the impeachment managers did a great job. I don't know if you saw it, but it was truly a great job. And at the end, Raskin had done such a good job that when it came to rebuttal, he had something like a little over half an hour for rebuttal. He said, we waive it. We don't need it. The subtext, what he didn't say was, Trump's lawyers did such a terrible job that anything I say would just clog this up. And they went to a vote. And it was surprising. The vote, remember, most of these Republicans are hardcore. They're entrenched for Trump. If this were a secret ballot, if this were a secret ballot, a lot of observers, and I'm one of them, say there'd be 80 or 90 votes to convict Trump and throw him out. Because people know what he did. They know the violence, the murder, the deaths in that insurrection. And the ones, the snakes, the couple of them, Cruz, Hawley, and the others who want to run against Trump, would love to get him out of the picture. And if it were a secret ballot, it'd be 80-20, 90-10, something of that nature. But because it's not a secret ballot, by law it has to be public, these senators are facing a pack of wolves in their primary, the Trump supporters. And even if they're not a majority in the primary, and frankly, in some of the states, they may be a majority in the primary, they're such a large group that anybody who crosses them and they go after is very unlikely to win a Republican primary. And that's just the sad fact of the matter. Raskin started, the impeachment managers started, by putting on about a 13-minute video that was a compilation of the videos over several hours of the insurrection on January 6th. And I'll tell you something, YouTube it, take a good look at it. It is chilling and compelling and sad. The statements made from the mob, the screams of the victims, largely cops. One cop was murdered. Another cop was stabbed with a pole and they just wiggled it around and kept stabbing and torturing him with it. Another one had his eye gouged out. Two others have brain damage from being beaten over the head by lead pipes. Others had broken ribs. Somebody lost, one cop lost three fingers. They were dragged down the stairs, their heads bumping on the stairs, beaten, kicked. These are officers. These are police officers. A Capitol police officer is a sworn officer. His jurisdiction is the Capitol, but he's a sworn officer. If that had happened in Madison, if that had happened in Milwaukee, I know what would have the response have been. But anyway, these guys were beaten, stabbed, eyes gouged out, fingers torn off, brain damaged, and murdered. In one case, a woman was shot by the police to defend the congresspeople. She was about to break in with a mob to murder them. Another woman was trampled to death. Somebody trying to guard her was pleading, please don't, she's going to die. And then they say she's dead. She was trampled to death. She was trampled to death. Two other officers committed suicide. This is anybody watching this video who didn't vote to convict Donald Trump because they juxtaposed to his statements, you're never going to win by weakness. It's march, go up to the Capitol. I'm with you. And then Pence had better do what he said he's going to do. And then Trump tweeted later, he didn't do what he was supposed to do. He was a coward. And there are screams of hang Mike Pence. If they had caught Mike Pence, in other words, they came within minutes of getting into the chambers where Pence and Pelosi respectively were at, the House and the Senate chambers. If they had burst in and there were only one or two officers, remember, they already murdered one. They already gouged the eye out of another, stabbed another with a pole and beat several other over the head with a lead pipe. They would have destroyed those officers and they would have murdered Pence and Pelosi. And if they had seen any other member of Congress that they recognized, they would have murdered them too. And if they'd seen a congressional staffer, probably tell them because they'd be afraid they would, who they are, they'd cringe up against the wall. They would, they'd have some kind of workplace dress on, might have murdered them too. As it was, enough people got murdered. They were the Capitol Police or severely injured. When the dust settled, and Jamie Raskin gave his concluding remarks. He got real smarmy, and a lot of people have praised that. And they've said, that was heartfelt and all that. Maybe it was heartfelt. I'm not of the smarmy school of politics. I really am not. I mean, in modern politics now, everybody gets up and says, I met somebody in Bellevue, Washington, and here's their sob story. And, it's supposed to make them human. I've never, quite frankly, bought into that. I don't see Abraham Lincoln doing that. I don't see our greatest presidents doing that. Raskin did it about his own family. He had a very sad thing. His son died, took his own life, and his daughter was with him at the Capitol. This is all sad stuff. There's no question. He's a good man. But loading this thing up, I don't think it made any difference at all in the votes. And I am one of a very tiny minority, probably, who doesn't gush all over it saying that's a great tactic. The MSNBC people all did, and this one and that one. But, I would like to get with the program a little more in our party about what we say, Now, final vote, 56-44. Why is that significant? That's significant because there were five Republicans last time who joined the 50 Democrats, making it 55-45 in the initial fight over this. And the five held, Mitt Romney held, Toomey, Murkowski, Collins, Sasse, they all held. We picked up a sixth. We picked up Cassidy of Louisiana. And Cassidy of Louisiana, they interviewed him. He said, the lawyers for Trump were terrible. They're terrible. The lawyers for the impeachment crowd, the managers, were great. I was convinced by them. So basically, the presentation did give us an extra vote, but we still need 17, not six. And that's where the next phase comes along. Okay, we're going to the lines. East Side Dave, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, East Side Dave?
Good morning. I just knew you were going to come out swinging. Been hearing all about the trial. And yeah, I've been up for a while. But I wanted to know if you could weigh in on this or one of the other cognoscenti that might be listening about this new, Secretary of Defense that told them to don't do anything when the Capitol gets raided. I think that guy, this is what I'm wondering about right now, that guy should have already been fired by the new administration, and he also should be part of the impeachment trial. So I'd like to hear your thoughts about that, or anybody.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dave. Here's the deal. The National Guard was not activated initially, and there were no reinforcements sent. And these officers were being slowly beaten and murdered by a mob. I mean, that's really what happened. So the fault is Trump's. Remember, the Secretary of Defense, he went through several of them, Mattis and then ultimately Esper, and he fired Esper. So he had an acting guy in there, an acting guy who was his clone. He was a Trump mole. He was a Trump plant, really. So the Secretary of Defense isn't going to order anything without Trump's approval. And people went beyond that. They went right to Trump. They called the White House. They said, please order it. He didn't order it. He was sitting around. There's video, and some of it was shown yesterday. This video of him and his family, they're having a party. They love what they say. They love his supporters running into the Capitol. And it was ultimately Mike Pence. And largely because people were saying, hang Mike Pence. So Mike Pence called up and he activated it as vice president. It's the only way it happened. So I agree, the Secretary of Defense, they're all skunks. And I'm talking about the old one. Remember, the new Secretary of Defense, our guy, wasn't in by that time. So yeah, they're all terrible. They should all be there. But the spider at the center of the web was Donald Trump. The spider at the center of the web was Donald Trump. And the truth of the matter is, that if Mike Pence hadn't called in some reinforcements, there would have been more murders. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gone.